Greetings to the congregation. We also welcome those at home worshiping or worshiping online. The study of our pastor is imperfect but chosen. This is a happiness of each one of us that we are received. It's a blessing. The key verse in Romans chapter 8 verse 30. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. In 1940, there's a businessman from Romania. And he sold a lot of his product to an American company. The war happened. And there is this connect between the communication between his company and the American company. And then Romania became a communist country. This, he was faced a new change of regime. His company has been managed and overseen by the government. Every day he was worried about his life and he forgot everything about his company that he had sold to the American company. And after that, he passed away. When Romania communists failed and the foreign countries connect with Romania again, a son of this businessman has received informed that his son received a large sum of money, $34.5 million, and this is the product that was sold and when he was a businessman in 1940. And this company in America has put this money in the bank, and when was in connection back with the son, and the son was requested to come to the America, got to receive the money. This is very, very surprising to his son to receive this large sum of money. And this money, I want to share something. It's not a surprise because this is what the Word of God teaches us. But it was hard to imagine an imperfect person like me being chosen into this everlasting life. We pray for guidance to how the people has been called, and he's called to be justified. Those he justified, he will also glorify. Dear our loving Father, we thank you because there's anything that over our mind that we could not comprehend that you have done for us. And through your promise, Lord, through you, what you have done for us among your churches, let us remind us of your word to be happy, to be joyful in a complete way because we belong to you and because all the great things that you are doing through each one of our lives. Though today's life we are facing with the struggle, with problems, with everyday's life, may your word that you have given us encourage each one of us, Lord. We lift this hour before your head to receive your word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Through the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. This is the way that God has chosen his church on this earth. And Paul encouraged the church Corinthian as well as encouraged us today to look back at how God has chosen us. He said that among you, not many of you were wise of human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. but choose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are. These are the things that God has done for us. We think about there are three things. First is that He chose us because of His love. He chose us because He wants to justify us. He chose us because He wants to glorify us. And the key verse in Romans chapter 8 verse 30, to be appropriate what God has done. And those He predestined, He also called. Those first thing is that He chose because He loved us. Those even predestined, He also called. There are many people are saying that what a person is saved, that God has been planned before. According to the whole Bible, each one is responsible for our faith. So, salvation is something that is given to in ready. God does not plan for us to be saved or to be not saved. But God, what is predestined, He planned ahead of time a salvation for all. He planned His grace for each one of us. But each one responds. Whoever responds to that plan, that can experience the salvation, the grace from God. So, predestined is not something that to have somebody ready to be saved ahead of time, but to be able to receive that grace. We have been as planned to give, we receive grace, but what is our attitude, our response? We can receive or we do not receive salvation. The attribute of God is graceful. He has full of mercy, slow to anger, and full of mercy. And last week we have think about God has chosen Judas because He is full of mercy. Last week we learned about God has chosen Solomon to become the king in place of David because of His mercy. And today we see God's attribute, the mercifulness. He has mercy for all of us. Only not a few people to receive and the rest don't. But the grace of God is given to everyone. But our response, how do we respond before that grace? Verse 26. Among you, you do not have many wives. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. Here, Paul did not say, you don't have wives. You don't have many employees, not of noble, but there are many. There may be some, but not many. That means that the standard of selection, according to this world, when someone is chosen, that particular person must meet the standards of the one who chooses. If we want to apply a job in a company, that we have to have the requirements to meet the standard of that company, then we receive a job offer. If we ask for something, we have to satisfy the requirements of the agency that we want. Then the way God chose us is different how the world chooses. The world chooses the ability, the capability of a person. But with God, when God chooses someone, He chooses that person first. Capability is not an issue. Why is capability is not an problem here. But you don't have a lot of wise people among you. Not many among you influential. Not many were noble, but that means all the people who've been chosen in the view of the world is very lowly. But God still chose. Why? Because if we need wisdom, God will give that person wisdom. Last week, we learned about Solomon, someone who received the kingdom. He feels privileged to receive, to reign over the great nation. I am only a child. Solomon said, please give me wisdom so that I can govern this great kingdom. And Solomon received wisdom from the Lord. And when God gives wisdom before Solomon, there's no one like wisdom like Solomon. And after Solomon, there is no one with the same wisdom as Solomon. So God needs that person. But if that chosen person lack of wisdom, God will give wisdom to that person. If that person has the authority, some kind of authority, God can provide the authority to that person. When God chose Joseph, is the son, son of Jacob, and that Joseph to save the family and save the people of Israel from the famine, and Joseph from he was sold as slave to Egyptian. But in that position, so many events and situations, Joseph was lifted up by God to become an authoritative figure in the Egyptian court. If we lack power, who is speaking? Joseph is a regular person to be a position to work out the will of God. God will lift that person up. And so God can give Joseph an authority, a position. From there, he saved his nation, his family, to be saved from the famine at that time. If we have wisdom and power, God can give us that. Daniel has received this kind of blessing. Daniel was in Babylon, in that country. He was lifted to become part of the court of the moment, from a prisoner to become an officer of the country of Babylon. And God has given Daniel a wisdom to explain Nebuchadnezzar his dream, that he has a vision and he forgot. Now he said, can you tell me what my dream was? How? That was so impossible. And to explain what that dream meant, who could do it? But God gave wisdom to Daniel to do it. If we need a position of power, God can give us that. The friends of Daniel, they were feared at the Lord just like Daniel, and they were lifted up to be officers in the country of Babylon. If a weak need strength, God will give strength. How about Samson? God gives strength to Samson that nobody can be equal. And God used Samson to save his nation the time during the Philistines. If he has no skill, that need the skill, God is ready to give the skill to that person. Paul, talk about himself to the covenant, not that I have done anything to see that I have skill. No. My skill came from the Lord. Paul, that he didn't have the skill, but when God gave him, God sent him, God will give him the capability to carry out his work. If we need authority, we can receive authority. 12 apostles of Jesus, they were a lowly person. They were fishermen. They were very lowly in the society at that time, but God gave the authority to them. They can go out and put out demons. They can heal the sick. And Jesus will honor them in the life that are fear of the Lord and respond to what God is expecting, a calling that God has predestined. He has done many wonderful things. Abraham and Sarai, old, very old, 75 years when they call out of his country, 65 years, Sarai, he said, from there, you have a son. And when the promise, and then when he had a son, 25 years in between, from 75 and 100 years old, 65 years old Sarah become 90. Next year you will have a son. Who can believe that? But God did that. Abraham and Sarah has given birth to Isaac. From there, a nation was born. And that is the Israelites, from where Jesus came. When God has planned, someone respond to God, has commanded, God has chosen that person, and God will do wonderful things on the life of that lowly person. He was old, like Moses and stutter. God used him. How did God use him? To be a leader of Israel. And anybody can compare to Moses as a leader. He can be hated. He can be despised. And because the son of a, he was put away, captive. But God used that person to become a judge, to save his people from the attack of the enemies. A lowly person, like David, a shepherd lowly, but he was lifted up to become a king, to reign over Israel. Leah, Mary, and Joseph, a lowly people. He's a carpenter, and a regular girl in Israel. But God used these two to become the family that gave birth to Jesus. All these happened in the Bible and in this world that we have. Show us that when God calls someone into a position, that in during his plan, if that person respond to his commandment, doesn't matter what situation, God can create, give the person all the capability. Peter is just a fisherman that God gave him the to look over a very the church over 5,000 people. Or maybe we have to have some degrees, like a doctorate degree, or experience so many years can manage that kind of church. No. Jesus only needs a heart that he can use for his work. All of these, what you see, what just is good in these people, they don't. Nobody has anything, no standard that God can use it to choose. All only because His love for us. He loves us. He chose us. And from there, He responds before His calling, His love, that their name can be reminded over and over. You and I, today, we are also the chosen to be part of the list that anybody who he calls. Do you think that God has planned something for us? Our Savior has been predestined We have been praying for everlasting. The Bible said that, and Paul said that, you know, where he is predestined, whoever predicts him, he is also called. Praise the Lord. We have been an opportunity, like Daniel, like Solomon, like David, like Abraham, like Mary and Joseph and Peter. We have the opportunity and to receive the same love from God. We have been chosen to do what? Maybe that you and I were chosen is not essential like David or Paul, chosen to be an apostle for the Gentiles. But John chapter 15, verse 16, not that we chose God, but he first chose us to do what? So they go and be fruitful. The reason is for you go and be fruitful. To go and be fruitful. Oh my. John chapter 15. Whoever is be fruitful, who is glorified the Father. So God chose us for a purpose, a clear purpose. Our purpose is our life must glorify the Father. Till today, we have different positions in this society. Though we have a different living condition, but we have both chosen one same purpose. Our life, your and mine, that must go and be fruitful so that the name of the Lord be glorified. So that do we recognize that we are being called for a important purpose, that purpose for that God to evaluate our life, to value our life. We're not chosen to own, and they can value us through their own eyes, but we've been given so that God can value us. These are the ones who will glorify my name. And how do we respond to that calling? Anyone who be destined, he is called. Thank you for his calling. The second point, he chose us to justify. Who has been called, he will justify. What does justify mean? Justify means someone he is sinless before God, or someone God do not regard his sin anymore. In Psalm chapter 31, verse 1 and 2, to express, in Psalm verse 32, verse 1 and 2, when his sin has been forgiven, whoever sins is forgotten by God. That is a blessed person, a righteous person, blessed to God to count his sin against him. A righteous person, their sins have been forgotten by the Lord. And someone is righteous is someone that wear the glory, glorified, and that only person can stand before the Lord. When God created Adam and Eve, the Bible says they don't have clothes, but they do not feel ashamed. They were naked. They could not see. Why not naked? And they don't feel ashamed. Why? But the glorified cover them. The glory of the Lord cover them. It is only the human race can have it. Not the animal. No. When Adam and Eve committed sin against our Lord, they fell. They recognized naked before the Lord. And their nakedness before, because the glory of the Lord covered them. without the glory covering them, that they recognize that they are naked. From then, Adam and Eve has lost the glory, that glory of the Lord. From that discipline, any descendant, the Bible says, all that have sinned fall short of the glory of God. And we call sinners. Sinners are those who lost the glory of the Lord. Today, when we talk about sin, we talk about murderer, the robber, the worship, the Satan, the wickedness. But Bible tells us that because we are lacking the glory of God, that we committed sin. It's a murderer, lacking of glory, we become robbers to do all the sinful things. Just like Adam and Eve, because lacking of the glory of God, they discover that they are naked. Because of lacking of glory, that all our actions become sinful. God can restore the glory each one of us here. Moses is desiring of God. One day he prayed, please let me see your glory. Let me see your glory. And Moses said, but God said, no one who sees face my glory that would not die. And because of Adam and Eve, no one can receive the glory of the Lord. And when each one of us faced without the glory of God, and that person will die. But God, to give Moses a privilege, I will give you, put you in the cleft of a rock, and you will hear my passing by, but I will cover you in that cleft so that you can see the behind. That means God can use the image. Let Moses see that image. That in that image, only in the back of the Lord, if he will face death, if he see the glory in front. And that glory has covered Adam and Eve when he created them. That we can cover. God cover us with glory to be able to stand before the Lord. If we do not experience that God to justify us, and he is not accepted before the Lord. Because today we can come into the sanctuary to worship God. The reason we can praise the name of the Lord, that do things for the Lord, to please him, because we have been used to be glorified us. Without that glorification, you and I cannot stand before the Lord. Moses has been covered by God glorified. Is righteous. When Moses is righteous, God can use that person. When he did wrong things, he was angry one time, and did so wrong, only a little off of God's commandment. Tell the rock, and the water will come forth out of the rock. But he was angry of his people. They were complaining to him. So instead of a tail of the rock, he took the staff and struck the rock. And because you did not obey me. Is it something big? No, it's so small. Instead of telling the rock, he used a staff to strike the rock. Nothing so good, because Moses did not come into the promised land. He led the whole Israel from Egypt to Moses over 40 years in the wilderness, 80 years old, until 120. And afterward, he did not get to go to the promised land. You can look from afar. Look at the promised land that your descendant will receive. but he did not come only one.
Commit
one sin that did not obey God's commandment to strike the rock with his staff because of his anger. And he lost that blessing. David has been glorified by God to cover, to be accepted, to be lifted as a king. But when David committed sin, and God rebuked David, and the son of David that he has committed adultery to die, because God did not accept that action from David. When Solomon was given as a wisdom, a righteous person, and his nation is strong, no enemies, no war, all the other nations pay tributes to Israel. And at that time, during that time, they said they were not silver as anything valuable. They were very rich. Silver is of no value. But when Solomon did not obey the Lord, he does not have a fear of the Lord, lost his justification. There, your country will be divided in half. God is just not show favoritism. He predestined for what God called us. If we respond for that calling, they will receive the blessing from God. But because maybe some reason refuse the calling of the Lord, we will lose our blessing. Peter has been praised by Jesus. Jesus said, "Who do you call me? You are the Holy, the Son of God." And Jesus praised him, "Peter, you are blessed because this is not something from your own. This is my Father revealed to you. This is a blessing to you, Peter." And after a few hours, when Jesus said, "I will go into the Golgotha, the cross, the rest," and Peter took Jesus home. "What God would have done it to you like that? Never." Jesus said, "Hey, Satan, get behind me." We maybe in the time in the before, but we can become a people not justified, not righteous, just because of what we are doing or act or think. Our problem is to understand justification is God done for us, not something we can earn or do something to receive it. In verse 28, verse 30, "It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption." This is something greater than we have seen and heard from the characters of the Bible. Through Jesus Christ, God has made us to be righteous. Whoever is righteous before the Lord, he received wisdom of the Lord. Whoever is righteous before the Lord, he will be called holy. Whoever is counted righteous before the Lord, he is guaranteed redemption from God. In Jesus Christ, we have all of that. And Paul said, "And because of God, you and I receive this in Jesus Christ." So, whoever has Jesus, he is being called righteous. But if he's righteous before the Lord, he will have wisdom. He will have holiness. He will be guaranteed redemption. This is something very special God has given for us during this time. But our attitude, the way of life, does it respond to God is wanting us or not? When a person belonging to God, he can carry all of the power, what power has that in him. Last week, I read a taxi driver, a woman, about 40 years old. She's driving a taxi cab, and a person, and just like what Tulum has told us, that she was robbed at gunpoint by another person. She was he took all her money in her purse, gave it to him, and said to that person, "This all day, I only have this much. Hopefully, it's okay with you." She gave it all of her money to him. After that, she continued, "With the car, if I can give you a ride home." And so the person came to the taxi, and the taxi cab drove her home. And on the way, this lady taxi driver said, "Why are you so young, maybe 20-some? And why you have to do this kind of work? You can use your strength, your health, your capability to work in a legal way. You don't have to live in this, in a fearful life like this, doing this kind of work." And his eyes turned red. And because before he left the taxi, "I hope," he said, "this is the last time you do this." And that young person took all the money, gave back to the lady craft driver. "And from here, I will never do this again." This is someone who put faith in Christ. She has the wisdom to talk to someone who's robbing her and use the gentle words. And finally, and that person and was crying on her shoulder. In Christ, God has called us to be able to stand before the Lord. He will give us wisdom, the holiness, and the redemption. Who has the Son of God will experience it. If we do not have Christ in us, we have nothing with God. The third point, God chose to glorify him. He chose us because of his love. He called us to justify, and he chose us to glorify. He also glorified. So, last word, whoever is called righteous, he can also glorify. We thought of that. We praise God, but we think, ever think that God will praise us or honor us? In the Bible, there are two places. In Psalm 91, verse 15, "So he will call on me. I will answer him. In time of trouble, I will save him and deliver him and honor him." The word honor expresses that God is honoring someone to praise someone. In Esther, about Haman, the officer of the country, he was very boastful, arrogant. When Haman was honored to become the second person below the king, Haman asked Haman to give him that everybody who saw Haman must bow and praise him. But in that court is Mordecai. Mordecai is a caretaker of Esther. And he was able to work in the court. And Mordecai did not bow down before Haman. Haman was angry. And one day, and the king at that time, we read the history. There was one time someone had saved the king from the He has been not rewarded for saving the king from danger. And because the plan to at that night, he has not rewarded someone who saved him. What could he do? He called Haman, said, according to you, whoever is honored by the king, who will save him? And Haman was very glad to be asking the question. If you honor something, you have to robe that person with a beautiful robe, put a crown on his head, put a your horse, so that he can ride that horse of the king. And anybody the bravest to lead that horse, to walk around, he is honored. That's how he honored him. And so Haman draws, thinking of how himself will be honored. Do that to Mordecai. Haman was angry. Now he has to rob to Mordecai, put the crown on Mordecai, put the king on horse, and he will, Haman will lead the horse around and proclaim the honor to Mordecai. The crown, the honor that Haman tried to create for himself, everybody has to bow down before Haman, that before that the king gave to Mordecai. And the Bible says Haman was desperate, was shameful. He covered himself just like someone who has a death in the family. And his family is, Haman, you have failed. And this story shows us that when God has lift up someone, honor someone, or praising someone, that glorification is greater than we can create for ourselves. And here, Jesus shows us that he will honor someone in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, Jesus said, who acknowledge me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Who disown me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. So Jesus said he will praise someone, acknowledge someone, to give him honor before the Father in heaven. Luke said it in front of the angels also. And this is something Jesus talked about. Whoever has put faith in Jesus in front of trouble, he will save that person. He will honor that person. In Romans chapter 8:30, our key verse says, whoever is glory, who is justified, will also glorify. The glorify means that God will restore to put on the glory that God has given to Adam and Eve in the very beginning. So that the people will not be naked before the Lord for the sin not to be shown again. And here is God has done for us, as believers. So Haman has created his own honor, but according to compare what the king gave to Mordecai, is not comparing. Haman was very shameful. You and I, we are only weak, the lowly of the world, the unwise. But when God gave us glory of his glory, he chose the unwise. So the wise will be ashamed in the world. Is that glorifying? Is it praising? Is it honor? He chose the lowly of this world to be, so that the strong will be ashamed. Is that something? But God glory, He chose the lowly to make thought that have something will be ashamed. God's glorification is like that. In our lives, is there anyone, any king, any famous in history can compare to Peter from of fishermen and all the heaven will be honored? Queen, any person in history can compare to Mary that God has chosen and lift her up. None can compare with the glory that God has given to that person. So please, God, help us, each one, when God can do it for you and me, has done it for us. He said, Who is most should boast in the Lord. Jeremiah said in chapter 9, verse 23, therefore, let not the wise boast of their wisdom, but the strong boast of their strength. For the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me. And this is something God wants to be boast about. Boast that that person is know and acknowledge God. You have been called and glorified. Whoever the Lord is, Jesus, to acknowledge God is the God in heaven. And this is something we need to be proud of. And this is what we count as glory for us. Louis Pasteur is a chemist. He's also a biologist. In the 19th century, he was in the time when the world has been dying because of rabies. And during his lifetime, Louis Pasteur hoped that he could do something to save the society. So he researched, find some kind of vaccine to fight the virus rabies. In 1885, he successfully found a vaccine for the rabies. He did not know how to test it. He felt that maybe he tested on himself. And that time, there's a mother who has a son, Joseph Meister. Her son, at 9 years old, he got rabies. And the mother said to Louis Pasteur, please experiment your drug, my vaccine on my son. And Louis Pasteur didn't dare because he didn't know how it would result. It can cause someone to die, but please do not experiment on yourself. Experiment on my son, because whether he's here or not, he would die. And finally, Pasteur accepted that offer, that suggestion, and used that drug on the body of Joseph Meister. And he did the experiment in September 6, 1885, for the 10 days giving the vaccine to this boy. After 10 days, and the rabies has been defeated. And that kind of vaccine of that rabies has been popularized during that time. And after that, he said, if you die, what do you want to inscribe on your tombstone? Louis Pasteur said, inscribe like this, Joseph Meister live to commemorate the most memorable that someone has agreed to be experimented by His Majesty, and Master has lived until 64, and he was working in hospital in France. And with respect to Louis Pasteur, 10 years later, in September 1895, he passed away after he suffered suffering from strokes. I don't know whether Joseph Meister lived in the tombstone of Pasteur. I don't know about that. But before Pasteur died, he said, people must work. Anyone must work. I have done what I could. The contribution of Louis Pasteur is only part of what we can help do to help him work. We can still do many work. There are a lot of work to be done to find many vaccines. The medicine to fight against the virus of all the sickness. Everyone must work. Everyone must work. I have done what I could. I thought about that thing by Louis Pasteur. I encourage each one of us. Everyone must respond. Everyone must respond to the calling of God. How did I respond? I respond with all that I can. May we respond to the calling. When He predestined, He has called. He has called, He will justify. Whoever is justified will also glorify. May God give us, will become that in the day of the Lord, He will be happy to see us. When we responded to His calling. May God bless each one of you. May God bless those who are worshiping at home. Please stand. We will read one more time our key verse. Today's key verse. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Dear our loving Father, we praise You because You have shown us in Your love above what our understanding can grasp. God, let all the knees below earth to praise You, that Jesus love us, for us to sacrifice for us on the cross. And in that image of that sacrificial man, You gave us righteousness so that we can stand before You, Lord. You gave us wisdom to serve You. You gave us the holiness so we can live and praise Your name. You gave us redemption so we can be with You. We give thanks to You, Lord, for all that You have planned for our life. Whatever Adam has lost, today we have been restored and received in Jesus Christ. May we have a faith appropriate to Your calling, a true faith, a complete faith for You. Because one day we will face the judgment of God about our way of life, how we respond to Your calling. In that day, we will not be ashamed if today we have made a decision to be faithful until the end. May You keep our faith in the day during this world full of struggling of this world. There are many signs that Jesus will return. May we be ready to see You, Lord. We thank You for all the teaching through this passage. continue to carry us, Lord. May your word, your promise, to be applied to each one of us until the day we see you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.